Shanti and Golden Morning. Special treat today. We have upgrades to first class seats and second and business class. Can I ask you all to come forward? So we're all more connected. It'll make me feel better. So first class, business class. The rest are cattle. Well, not really. Thank you so much. It makes me feel cozy. We still have first class. First class. Wonderful. Om Shanti. I'm Dorothy from USA, Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center. I've been in Gion for 41 years. And one of my personal blessings from Baba was that I should give my experience to others. And that's what I'm going to do today. Translators, are there translators? Am I speaking slow enough? Okay, you can come closer too. This session is called GPS. How many know what a GPS is? When you drive a vehicle in the West, and maybe even in India, you have a GPS, Global Positioning System. It shows you where you are on the globe. This is called GPS, Global Positioning, the Soul. And so one of Baba's blessings was that there are only 8 deities that pass with honor. The method to pass with honor, this is very important. You may not get it at first, but the method to pass with honor is to be soul conscious, but not body conscious. And what that means to me is to see my body separate from me. Not only to see it separate, but to, what do you think, what word would I use now? To see the body separate from me, not just to see it, but to also experience it. Who said that? Feel it. Experience. And what I think we do most of the time is look through the body on the windshield of the body. Windshield? What's windshield? This is the windshield. Right there, I'm looking out from the outside of the body. Samja? And so how do I move myself inside the vehicle of the body and see my body not from this or this? Sorry, I had transfusions yesterday in the hospital. So, but to be able to go inside and see myself through the inside of the skin, the inside of the face. Not as I look in a mirror or look like this, but can I go deep within and feel myself inside? So global positioning, myself, the soul, from inside. Any questions? No? Yes. You have to come up here. I can't hear you. I can't.
My practice is when I see, I try to see like the eyes or the window.
Yes.
So I can.
The eyes are the windows. And we're going to go behind the windows. Not only behind the soul, but behind the windows. And I'm first going to take you on a little trip, and then we're going to go on a bigger trip. So could we have red lights, and I'm going to play the music from my phone for the sound department. Can we have red lights? Is anyone there? No? Just red lights. Red lights. He had them on just now. Red light comes from over there, sound comes from over there. Anyway, okay. Close your eyes for the first journey. And imagine you are walking down a street. Houses on both sides. But there's something very intriguing, very interesting on the end of the road. There's an old, old house closed up, but you are drawn to that house. You go closer to the home. And you wonder if it's locked. And you move closer and closer to the front door. Your hand reaches for the doorknob. And you see it's not locked. You open the door. You enter. And it's very dark. Black. All the shades are down. And it appears that there is nothing in the house but blackness. You stumble around, and all you find are walls. The house is empty. but with blackness. You make your way to a window. And you slowly lift the shade on the window just to peek out. Light comes in. And you see children playing in the distance. Cars slowly passing by. But you don't want to be seen. And you close the window shades. And all of a sudden, it's just blackness again. And now we will start our real journey. Keeping your eyes closed. Imagine you have entered this house, but it is called the body house. Yes, your body, your house, your vehicle. And all you see is blackness. Yes, you are inside. You are aware. But the windows of the soul are drawn. They are closed. Now let's very slowly open the window shades, the windows of the soul, just partially, halfway. And now close them. And again, open them halfway so that you can see the shades of the windows of the soul, the blackness halfway. But you also see the outside. How many of you can see that? Raise your hands. If you could see the lids, the blackness of your lids, and also peeking out from inside. Can you see that? Raise your hands. If you cannot see both the outside and the inside blinds, raise your hands. So those, if you cannot see, look at me. I'm open-eyed and I just see the outside. And now I close my window shades, the windows of the soul, halfway. And I see blackness. And I'm peeking through. I see the blackness of my window shades. I'm inside the body, peeking out. Now I want you to open your eyes because I'm going to demonstrate how I experience being bodiless, separate, different from this body. From the inside out. I like to close one eye and with the other eye, I like to look downward. And what do I see? What do you see? So look downward. And what I see is the front bumper of this vehicle. I see my face from the inside. I am actually on the inside looking out, not from the forehead or from the front of the eyes. I've pulled myself back inside. And then I try the other way. I close the right eye or left eye. And I look out again. And I see myself looking at the bumper, the front bumper of this car, of this vehicle, from inside. My perspective is from inside. And allows me to feel between the skin of the face, behind the skin of the face, looking out at the world. I've moved myself inside, looking out. And I just sit there for a while, watching from one side to the other, feeling that I'm soul conscious, yet conscious of the body, from inside the body. Watching. And sometimes I may wiggle the face. You can look at me, open your eyes, and I just wiggle my nose, wiggle my face, and I'm watching it from the inside, and it's so different feeling to know I am not this stuff that I am wrapped in, not this stuff that I'm wrapped in. Inside, behind the face, watching. And sometimes you can open your eyes now because I want to demonstrate something. Sometimes when someone is talking to me, I like to just tilt my head a little bit because it throws me back inside. It throws me back inside because there's only three worlds: the outside world, the internal world, but there's another world we forget. What is that world? The skin, the covering of the body. We always present ourselves as one. Here I am, Dorothy. And so as I look sometimes at someone, just to get a view of the face, or just to lower my eyelids a little bit, it allows me to feel my soulfulness. It allows me to feel that I'm on the inside of this skin, looking out from the inside. And so I like to do that from time to time. Because the more I do that and feel my core soulfulness, not intellectually knowing I'm a soul, that's easy, but to actually feel, oh my God, I'm the one inside. I'm behind this face. Look at, just as I see this couch, I see this face covering me. This face is not me. It is just a mask, a covering. That's all. And I am the bodiless one. The soul conscious one inside. I feel myself. I touch the heart of the soul. And I feel that as we feel ourselves more and more, Baba says it's an experience that makes the difference. So every day I like to experience myself on the other side of this covering, the skin. And it's a practice. It may not come so natural at first, but you begin to practice it. And you can even walk while experiencing yourself, not just knowing I'm the soul, but I'm the driver of this vehicle, looking through the back of the face, from the back of the face. Do you have any questions or comments?
Malaysia.
You're from Malaysia.
Malaysia, yes.
2 years plus.
Sorry, is that the first method that I do it this way? Is it correct or wrong?
Everything's correct.
Because
everybody's different and you feel what is correct for you. Whatever feels right. You experiment. You just keep experimenting.
Then, okay, another question is, when I start to go inward, then I slowly open my eye. I try to focus. So when I focus, I see. But then I gradually want to bring the image backward. So that means when I bring the eye portion here, maybe, you know, not focusing already. So maybe halfway down already. So, but then you are, imagine.
We want to focus.
Yeah.
On the skin that's between the external world we usually view and notice this stuff, because this stuff is part of the outside world that we forget. When you look out, you forget about the skin. But that's part of the outside world. So then there's only two worlds, soul conscious and all of the outside world, which is also the body, the face. Think about it.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Malaysia, bye. How many of you were able to experience your separateness from the body? And it was the first time that you actually experienced that. Yes? Good.
It was the first time for me that I really feel that much that I'm the inside. It's different that to look like, oh, I look through the eyes, but because it was all the body and, you know, the feeling was very different, was very deeper. Thank you.
Thank you for your expressions. Yes, it makes me feel separate or bodiless. Myself different from the body. Just as I look out at a couch, there's another body. When I'm inside, I see this body. And then I look down and I see the bottom floor of this body. And what I love about this is that it gives me an experience. Not just an intellectual exercise of knowing I'm separate. Yeah, I know I'm separate. But I want to experience this corpse. Yes, it's going to be a corpse. Separate from the body. Any questions from the translating group? What language is that? Vietnamese, one of my favorite countries. I've been there. We had our foreign, double foreign. Do you have any questions? How many of you were able to experience your separateness from this stuff. Good. Wow. Very nice. This is a practice. Practice means you keep doing and you go deeper and deeper, and it becomes natural, like I'm doing it now as I'm looking at you, but you can't tell that I'm also seeing the front bumper, the side, the cheek of my face, which is all part of the external world. You're all so quiet. Another question.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
The question is that when during Ambivera, when especially during Ambivera, no, when I meditate, the truth here, the true area here, there was a sound. Is it something that the soul reflects in, or what? I don't know.
I don't know either. Sorry. Everybody's different. I do
and
know
then,
that.
You know, in front of me, Mataji, they also feel. Because they sit in front of me, because
maybe
it was so
maybe
quiet.
Maybe your pulse. Because your pulse goes through the whole body, but there's a, in particular here, so maybe that's, you become so intoxicated, but I really don't know.
Thank you.
I do know when I sit in Amrit Villa, I first like to GPS myself, global positioning the soul, because I want to feel, and I want to feel Baba. So then I bring Baba inside my head with me. Sometimes I go to the subtle region, but I like to, oh Baba, here we are, you and me, behind this face, just the two of us, so close, so very close. Do you have any other questions? Or comments? How are you feeling? Very light.
Om Shanti. I think for the first time I feel sort of separate from the body.
Separate from the body.
And part of me feels floating and the other part feels grounded.
Say that again. Part,
so part feels grounded, that I feel seated, and the other part feels floating. So something is floating up.
So you're feeling both, because we respond, we still experience through the body. You know, if somebody came up to me and slapped me, I'd feel that still. Right? Was there another question somewhere?
I just want to ask to do another exercise. Guided exercise with you. With Baba.
You want?
And when I did the experience, I saw Baba. Yeah.
So you want another experience?
Yes.
You mean the same or different? Or you want
different.
To do the meditation again?
Yes.
Sure, we can do that. One question over here. Okay, hold on. I can't hear you.
Yeah, Thank you for the exercise. I'm from Costa Rica.
Okay.
And I really, really feel separate to my body.
Wonderful, because
yes.
You are.
Yes.
But there's nothing like feeling and experiencing.
Really, really nice. And you are very, very like theater actress and actress. I think that you are an excellent actress. Yes, thank you very much.
Back Vietnamese. You have to come up because it doesn't reach. So you have to be brave Vietnamese. Thank you for coming forward.
Can you say the exercise again? The same exercise again? Yes.
Sure, yes. We're going to do it
yes.
Again.
I love it.
You love it? Okay. And they probably recorded it, I would think, so you could ask for the... Did the sound people record? Yes. They never forget anything. These Madhaban Navasis are the most accurate. Acha, let's put red lights. If the light person is here, we'll have red lights. If not, we'll turn on our own red light. But before we do that, I'm an experimenter, sister. I want you to pick a partner. This will be brief. And look face to face. So not like this. It has to be face to face. Yes, you might have to look from front to back. Or turn yourself such. Can we have dim lights? I guess we can't. You bring that stool up here. Bring that stool. Put it here. Acha. Okay. You're across from your partner now. Close your eyes. And very slowly open them. Do you see your partner? But also part of the window shade, the blackness of your eyelids. You should see both the window shade and your partner. And realize yourself behind the window shade. Now tilt your head slightly to the right. Still looking at your partner. But notice the front bumper of your face. You may want to close your left eye. The other eye. You're looking at the outside world. You're looking at your partner. You even see a background around you. But also, you notice that you are behind the face. Not in front of the face anymore, but you are behind the face, separate from the face, separate from the bumper, the nose, bodiless, separate from the covering of the face, the covering of the body. Now close your eyes and just look downward. Sit comfortably. And as you look downward at the floor, again notice notice yourself looking out. Naturally, as you look downward, your eyelids, the blackness of the window shades, are always there. But we don't always notice them. Just looking downward, I, the soul, separate from the face, I, the soul, separate from the eyelids, the window shades of the soul. I look to the left. I look to the right. I'm inside, looking out. To the left. To the right. And I am behind all of this stuff, bodiless, incorporeal soul, the observer, detached from the body, separate. Separate means bodiless. Yes, I still have a body, but I am separate, bodiless. Separate. I am the soul looking out. Shanti, you may come back to your regular seat. Thank you. How was that with your partner when you did that? That was a new experiment. So you're a very experimental group because you were the one who invoked that, not me. What was your experience about having a partner, firstly? Anyone want to share? You had to come up because of the mic. Sister, where are you from?
Australia.
Australia.
I'm Sister Dimple from Malaysia. This was from Malaysia, Sister Dimple. Oh. This was a very, at first you see the body, not yours, but the body, then the background, and then you feel your eyelids. First time you notice the shades, as you mentioned, So it goes like you now you relate from the shades onwards and the body good. And the background, and you are not that. So you are behind that.
Yes.
So it was a really very nice experience.
And that happened when you had a partner?
Yes.
Did it happen before your partner?
The previous experience, I think I was a little sleepy.
Okay. Sorry. But also the more we experience anything, it gets deeper. I used to play tennis, you know, league tennis. And I'd have to practice and practice to finally become a league tennis player. Practice.
Yeah, because first time you noticed your idols,
sure.
as what you mentioned.
Thank you.
And that was really something.
Thank you.
I'm going to do this when I go back.
Okay. Anyone else? And say where you're from.
Om Shanti. I'm from Australia.